Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Friday, my friends. Already here we are back to another blessed Friday. You have made it through this week. You have done it. Here you are. You're receiving the gift of a new day of life. It is so special. And potentially the gift of a summer weekend is just ahead. And if you receive the gift of a weekend, I hope that you decide you are going to enjoy it and savor it and be fully there for it. Yes? Well, let's get it started right. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is The Privilege of Victory. God has made promises to us, and He has the power to fulfill those promises. However, we have the power to dismiss our privilege of entering those promises. We can dismiss ourselves from the destiny God has for us and miss the mark for which we're called. We can replace our privilege with penalty. It is possible to screw this thing up, but likely not in the ways you've been fearful of. Let's learn a little lesson. We're going to go back to the Israelites again. We talk so much about the Israelites. The Israelites were destined for the promised land flowing with milk and honey. They were set free from captivity and given victory over every battle they would fight along the way. However, just because they were already given victory doesn't mean they would show up for the battle. Sometimes we miss that God has gone before us and made a way, but we are responsible for taking the steps to get there. We can't wallow and wait while assuming God is going to magically transport us to better days. Oh, the victory is yours, my sister, but you're going to need to show up for the fight the entire way there. We know the Israelites got stuck in the desert on their way from Egypt to Canaan. We know here in the desert, they began complaining and they grew ungrateful for God's miraculous provision of manna from heaven. They would praise God when there were miracles, but curse God when those miracles were no longer to their liking. Their complaining halted their progress. Complaining poisons our spirits to no longer see the things which God has made possible. It darkens our perspective, it contaminates our hope, and it weakens our resolve. So when the Israelites, who had been doing nothing but complaining about the reality in the desert, looked to move forward towards their promised land, they were already weakened. They were already downcast. They were already accepting defeat as their destiny and co-signed for their hopelessness. There was a battle ahead, a battle to take the land which God had promised them. And this land would have to be fought for. To scope out their enemies, they sent 12 spies for 40 days to size them up and create their battle plan. When the spies returned and gave their report, 10 of the spies spread absolute fear by telling how the people there were giants and they would surely all die in battle against them. And they declared it was impossible to move forward. But two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, gave a different report. They were fully focused on the promise of victory and would not be deterred by the hardship of battle. They urged the Israelites to move forward and possess what they came for, what had been promised to them. And Caleb said in Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the people would not listen, because of the report of the 10 other spies who spoke nothing but destined defeat. Fear ran through the crowd, and they backed down without ever facing the battle. Their complaining spirit grew to crippling fear, and they missed the victory God had already aligned for them. They forfeited their privilege to victory. Can we miss the victory God has aligned for us? Absolutely. How? By not showing up for the battle. We back down, we pull back, we play little, we assume our position of defeat without showing up and using what God has given us. We give our enemy entirely too much credit. We make him bigger than what he is, and we shrink back to a helpless victim under attack. Stop that. Girl, you are going to miss all God has for you on the other side of this battle if you sit here defeated. Get up and show up for the battle. As you know, the Israelites forfeited their victory for 40 years of wandering in the desert. Their privilege of entering the promise was replaced with this pitiful pilfering in an existence far short of their potential. God didn't exchange their victory for defeat. They did. They did it. They chose not to move forward. They chose to stop short of the promise. They chose to play out the scenarios of death and destruction, all while God had plans for life and prosperity, so they missed it. As a result, only the two spies who truly believed God would give them victory were allowed to survive the time in the desert and enter the land God had promised them. After 40 years, everyone else died there. Generations perished in a temporary hardship that became permanent because of their lack of gratitude and faith. Lord, please don't allow us to make a temporary hardship into a permanent destination that misses your purpose and promises. Help us to assess the battle ahead and declare, with you, all things are possible. Maybe it's gonna suck. Maybe it's gonna be real hard. But with God, all things are still possible. Let us not back down just because it won't be easy. You are capable of hard things. You are equipped with the Spirit of God. Now move forward. Don't allow the voices of fear in your head to dismiss you from the things God has promised you. What a shame it would be to get to heaven and see all God had planned for your life and realize you missed out on the majority of it because of your fear. Fear grows in the environment of ungratefulness. Gratitude fosters strength. It fortifies faith. It keeps us focused on what is possible instead of what is problematic. I don't want to miss a single thing God has planned for me. I want every victory He has gone before me and won. I want every promise to be my reality. However, to live in that, I must boldly move forward and not back down. I must be like the only two spies, Caleb and Joshua, who took a good look at the enemy and still believed in the victory. You cannot stop here, my sister. Do you hear me? You cannot stop here. You cannot let fear stall your progress and therefore steal your promise. Are you uncertain? Are you unsure? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel defeated? You're not. You're not defeated. You're not defeated here. You will only be defeated if you stop. Don't stop trying. Don't stop believing. Oh, cue some Journey music up in here. Don't stop believe in. Mm-hmm. Do not dismiss yourself from the privilege of victory God has already given you. What are the scenarios you play in your head? Are they the scenarios of death and destruction? Like, this is all fallen apart. I can't do this. Defeat. Is that what you're playing in your head? Or will you focus on God's plans for life and prosperity? You see, this is going to make a world of difference and either strengthen you for the battle or render you incapable of the next step, forfeiting the victory God already had planned for you. You know what you should do? Well, in the words of Caleb, who found great favor with the Lord because of his faith and attitude, you should go on up and you should take possession of the land. For you can certainly do it. Because you see, with God, all things are possible. And God is with you. Our prayer today is, God, please don't allow us to make a temporary hardship into a permanent destination that causes us to miss our purpose and God's promises. Yeah, we have the ability to do that. We can do it. Maybe we've been guilty. We've been stuck, but it's because we chose to stop. You don't have to be stuck here. Keep moving forward. This is temporary. You want to pray together? All right, let's do it. Come on and join me. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are just truly grateful that you have given us a new day of life. God, I'm just asking you right now to do what I feel my words couldn't do here this morning. God, just let your spirit be at work here. Make it all come together. Lord, I pray that just the right sentence, the right words stand out right now for those who are listening. Strengthen and equip us to move forward. God, for those who are going through a hardship, Lord, would you help them see that it is temporary? This is not their permanent destination. They have a choice, Lord. Help them to choose to not stop here, but to move forward here, Lord. Strengthen them, give them hope, and help them see that you have planned a victory. But we have the power of dismissing ourselves from the privilege of victory when we stop. So, Lord, help us just not to stop. Help us to keep moving forward in faith, believing with you all things are possible. You are awesome. You are powerful. And I thank you, God, that you have the power to fulfill your promises. Help us to get out of our own darn way. We are standing in the way. Lord, just move us out of the way. We want what you have for us. We thank you for the victories you have gone before us and prepared. We want them all. I want everything good you have planned. Lord, I thank you for everyone you have brought to hear this today around the world. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the way you're moving in our spirits. I thank you for the way that you are strengthening us and giving us hope and bringing specific scenarios to our mind right now, scenarios where we have been listening to the wrong stories we tell ourselves in our head. And Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us to change that right now. I thank you for the families represented here. I pray for your provision for these families, and I pray for your protection over our families. Thank you for the opportunity to live today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, everybody, have yourselves a beautiful Friday. Enjoy your weekend of life. What a gift it is. And I plan on meeting you again on Monday. I love you wildly. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.